A new study finds that women who have a mammogram every other year are less likely to get a suspicious result that requires additional testing compared with women who have the breast cancer screening test every year. The researchers found little risk in going 2 years between mammograms. In 2009, a U.S. government expert committee recommended breast cancer mammography every 2 years starting at age 50. The previous standard was annual screening starting at age 40. The change was controversial. Many women and their doctors still follow the old recommendation. In this latest study, Diana Miglioretti of the Group Health Research Institute in Seattle and colleagues examined records of some 170,000 women who had mammograms. They found that a majority of women getting annual screenings had false positive results.
We found that more than half the women after 10 years of annual screening will be recalled for additional imaging and turns out they do not have cancer. And that 7% of women will be recommended to have a biopsy that turns out not to show cancer.
Another finding in the study was that women who had mammograms every other year were slightly more likely to have a finding of cancer.
We found a very small increase in the probability of having a late-stage breast cancer for women screened every 2 years, but this was not statistically significant.
Meaning it may have been due to chance alone. A suspicious mammogram that prompts further testing may be scary, but Miglioretti stresses that the vast majority of women who are called back for more imaging or even a biopsy do not have breast cancer. She adds that one way to reduce the chance of a false positive result is to have a baseline mammogram so the doctor can see any changes.
One thing that we found that's important for women to know is that having comparison films available when the radiologist interprets your mammogram greatly reduced the probability of having a false positive result.
Diana Miglioretti and her colleagues published their study in the Annals of Internal Medicine. In a separate study in the same issue of that journal, researchers compared digital mammography with traditional film. Overall, the two produced comparable results, but for women in their 40s, digital screening may give better results. But the digital scans also produce more false positives. And an editorial in the journal suggests that widespread adoption of digital mammograms may reduce the efficiency of breast cancer screening. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.